This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for heparin sodium, active ingredient, S, heparin sodium, from pig products. This leaflet provides important information about being treated with heparin sodium. You should also speak to your doctor or nurse if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about being treated with heparin sodium. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given heparin sodium? Heparin sodium contains the active ingredient heparin sodium, which is derived from pig products. It belongs to a group of medicines known as anticoagulants, which work by decreasing the clotting ability of the blood to help stop blood clots from forming. Anticoagulants are sometimes called blood thinners, although they do not actually thin the blood. Heparin will not dissolve blood clots that have already formed, but it may prevent any clots that have already formed from becoming larger and causing serious problems. Heparin sodium is used to prevent and treat blood clots in vessels that have started to clog up, in conditions such as deep vein thrombosis, DVT and other blood vessel, heart and lung conditions. Prevent blood clots from forming during anal surgery, kidney dialysis, blood transfusions, or similar procedures. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why it has been prescribed for you. What should I know before being given heparin sodium? Warnings. Do not use heparin sodium. If you have an allergy to heparin, or medicines derived from heparin, pork products, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, always check the ingredients to make sure you can be given this medicine. If you have, or have ever had, any of the following medical conditions, diseases, or conditions where bleeding may be a problem, such as hemophilia, problems with fragile capillaries, small blood vessels, tumors, stroke, bleeding on the brain, endocarditis, inflammation of the lining of the heart, very high blood pressure, low blood platelet count, thrombocytopenia, stomach or gut ulcers, or other conditions which may bleed, such as severe kidney or liver disease, or very recent major surgery involving the eyes, brain, or spinal cord. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, and if so, whether you have a history of miscarriage, or if you have recently had a baby. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions such as asthma or allergies, high blood pressure, ulcers, heart problems, cancer, diabetes, any disorders associated with your blood, have an infection, liver or kidney disease, or eye diseases, have had any very recent medical, surgical, or dental procedures, are scheduled to have any surgical or major dental procedures in the next few weeks, are scheduled to have any contrast scans / x-rays in the next few weeks, have any tummy / gut drainage tubes, heavy or unusual menstrual periods. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or are breastfeeding. When heparin is used in pregnant women, it may cause premature, early delivery or harm your baby. Talk to your doctor about the risks and benefits of treatment with heparin sodium in pregnancy and when breastfeeding. Use in children. Heparin sodium may be given to children. Use in the elderly. Heparin sodium should be used with caution in the elderly, especially in patients aged 60 years and above, as they may be at an increased risk of bleeding complications. Your doctor will consider this with treatment and will monitor accordingly. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including vitamins or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with heparin sodium and affect how it works. Medicines that may increase the effect of heparin sodium, i.e. increase the risk of bleeding, include medicines derived from heparin, such as dalteparin sodium or enoxaparin sodium. Other anticoagulants, blood thinners, such as warfarin. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as aspirin, naproxen, ibuprofen, diclofenac, piroxicam, meloxicam, indometacin and ketorolac. platelet inhibitors such as clopidogrel, prasugrel, ticagrelor, or tirofiban, eptifibatide and dipiradamole. Thrombolytics, clot-dissolving medicines such as olteplase, tenecteplase, apixaban, rivaroxaban and dabigatran. Dextran, a medicine used to treat shock, which occurs when you have dangerously low blood pressure. Systemic corticosteroids, for example prednisone, prednisolone, methylprednisolone, beclomethasone, dexamethasone, hydrocortisone and triamcinolone. Hydroxychloroquine, used to treat / prevent malaria, or to treat rheumatoid arthritis, RA, or systemic lupus erythematosus, lupus. Probenecid, used to treat gout. Medicines used to treat some cancers, known as cytostatics, for example cytarabine, dronorubicin, fluorouracil and methotrexate. Asparaginase, used to treat a cancer of the white blood cells known as acute lymphocytic leukemia, or some antibiotics, such as penicillin and cefamandol. Sodium valproate, also known as valproic acid, used to treat epilepsy. Epoprostenol, used to treat pulmonary arterial hypertension, PAH. Propylthiouracil, used to treat thyroid issues. Contrast media used in some scans / x-rays. Medicines that may decrease the effect of heparin sodium, i.e. increase the risk of clotting include medicines to control bleeding such as annexinat alpha. Antihistamines, medicines used to prevent or relieve the symptoms of allergy, hay fever, or rashes, especially those containing diphenhydramine. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure. Tetracycline antibiotics, such as doxycycline, minocycline, and tigecycline, used to treat some infections. Medicines that contain ascorbic acid, vitamin C. Quinine, used to treat malaria. Glycerol trinitrate, also known as nitroglycerine, used to treat angina, chest pain and anal fissures. Nicotine, including e-cigarettes, vapes, nicotine patches, tablets etc. Alcohol. Heparin sodium may also increase blood potassium levels in patients taking the following medicines. Potassium salts, some fluid tablets, e.g. amiloride, spironolactone and eplerenone, some medicines for heart problems, e.g. pirindopril, lisinopril, enalapril and telmisartan, candesartan, irbesartan, losartan and some antibiotics, e.g. trimethoprim and pentamidine. Heparin sodium may also increase the effects of oral antidiabetic drugs known as sulfonylureas, such as gliclazide, glimepiride, and glipizide. Benzodiazepines, also known as benzos, such as diazepam, oxazepam, midazolam. Propranolol, used to treat high blood pressure and other heart issues. If you are taking any of these medicines while using heparin sodium, your doctor will need to carefully monitor your blood clotting factors and other blood levels, such as potassium. Check with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect heparin sodium. How is heparin sodium given? How much is given? Your doctor will decide what dose, how often and how long you will receive heparin sodium. How it is given? Heparin sodium may be given as an injection under the skin, subcutaneously, by an injection into a vein, or through a slow infusion drip into a vein, intravenously. It should not be injected into muscle. If you are given too much heparin sodium, as heparin sodium is being given to you in hospital, under the close supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. Your condition will also be carefully monitored following administration. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you are concerned that you may have been given too much heparin sodium. Symptoms of an overdose may be abnormal bleeding from your bowel motion, poo, urine, wee, under your skin, from your nose, or abnormal bruising or coughing up blood. What should I know during treatment with heparin sodium? Things you should do. Follow your doctor's instructions carefully, and be sure to keep all medical appointments. Tell your doctor if you notice any unusual bleeding, such as nosebleeds, bleeding gums after brushing your teeth, heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, excessive bleeding at the injection site, blood in your wee/poo, or from any open wounds, or have unusual stomach pain. Tell your doctor if you notice sudden or severe headaches, numbness, or tingling, vision or hearing changes, memory loss, muscle weakness or tremors, balance and coordination issues, slurred or changed speech, seizures, unexplained fatigue, problems with swallowing, or changes in mood, or personality. Your doctor may ask you to have blood tests to check your progress and prevent unwanted side effects. If you are scheduled to have any blood tests or contrast scans/x-rays in the next few weeks after you leave hospital, remind your doctor that you have recently been given heparin sodium, as it may interfere with the results of some tests. If you have any physical accidents once you leave hospital, seek medical attention and advise your treating doctor or nurse that you have been given heparin sodium recently, as you are at greater risk of bleeding and complications. If you need medical, dental, or surgical procedures in the next few weeks after you leave hospital, tell your doctor, dentist, anesthetist, or pharmacist that you have recently been treated with heparin sodium, as it may affect other medicines being used. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you visit that you have recently been treated with heparin sodium. Driving or using machines. Do not drive a car or use any machines or tools until you know how heparin sodium affects you. In some cases, heparin sodium may cause drowsiness, tiredness, dizziness, confusion, or anxiety/agitation. Drinking alcohol. If you drink heavily, you have a greater risk of bleeding associated with heparin sodium compared to moderate drinkers or non-drinkers. Looking after your medicine. Heparin sodium will be stored in the pharmacy or on the ward under the correct conditions. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or nurse if you have any further questions about side effects. If you are over 60 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects, especially if you are female. Some side effects may occur several weeks after finishing treatment with heparin sodium. Side effects. Change in skin color, or pain, or bruising at the injection site, or small lumps under the skin. Hair loss. Increase in cholesterol. Receding gums, brittle nails, weaker hand grip, back pain, stooping posture, which could be early signs of osteoporosis. What to do? Speak to your doctor or nurse if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Allergic reaction, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Hypersensitivity reaction, fever and/or chills, runny nose, watering eyes, feeling sick, or vomiting, headache, itchy soles of your feet. Skin rash with dizziness, memory loss, confusion, cough, shortness of breath, severe tiredness, fever, and mouth sores. More intense pain/changes to skin color around the injection site, or the skin starts to swell, gets warm/red, becomes numb, or starts to blister. Easy bruising or bleeding, e.g., nosebleeds, heavier than normal menstrual periods, bleeding from gums when brushing teeth during or after treatment. Very low blood pressure, shock, which may cause you to feel pale, have cool or clammy skin, with a fast but weak heartbeat, rapid, shallow breathing, feeling sick or vomiting, bluish lips/fingernails, with dizziness, anxiety, or agitation. Muscle weakness, numbness, or tingling in the arms and legs, feeling sick or vomiting, especially with difficulty breathing, chest pain and a slow or irregular heartbeat. Blood in your wee or poo, black tarry poo, or vomiting blood. Severe back pain, weakness, or numbness in your arms or legs, losing control of your bladder or bowel, wee or poo. Pain in your tummy, back, side, or groin, especially if tender, swollen, or bruised, especially with fast heart rate and pale skin. Severe headache combined with feeling sick, vomiting, dizziness, and confusion, or difficulty speaking or seeing, weakness or numbness on one side of your body. Dizziness, fatigue, muscle weakness, salt cravings, and potentially life-threatening heart palpitations or heart problems. Chest tightness or pain. Difficulty breathing. Collapse, numbness, or weakness of the arms or legs, headache, dizziness, and confusion, visual disturbance, difficulty swallowing, slurred speech and loss of speech, signs of stroke. A cough that may include bloody or blood-streaked mucus, rapid or irregular heartbeat, lightheadedness or dizziness, excessive sweating, fever, leg pain or swelling, or both, usually in the back of the lower leg, clammy or bluish-colored skin. Changes in skin color, red, purple, green, black, particularly on the hands and feet. Persistent painful erection. What to do? If you are already in hospital, alert your doctor or nurse straight away if you notice any of these side effects. If you have already left hospital, call your doctor or go to the nearest hospital emergency department if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or nurse if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/safety/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or nurse before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. What heparin sodium contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Heparin sodium, from pig products. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Hydrochloric acid. Sodium hydroxide. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Heparin sodium does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, preservatives, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What heparin sodium looks like. Heparin sodium is a clear, colorless to straw-colored solution in plastic ampoules. 5000 IU/5 mL, Ostar 4923-2. 25000 IU/5 mL, Ostar 4923-6. Who distributes heparin sodium? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number. 1-800-675-229. www.physomedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in December 2025.